she's saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics.
Hi, ladies. So, today's episode is entitled Represent Yourself with Pride. From the title, you probably know what I'm about to talk about because I put Monique in there. But for those that don't know what the fuck I'm about to talk about, I'm going to put the clip in right here, okay? And then we're going to get into some things, sis.
But I saw so many of our young sisters in head bonnets, scarves, slippers, pajamas, blankets wrapped around them. And this is how they're showing up to the airport. And I've been seeing it, not just at the airport, I've been seeing it at the store, at the mall. I've been seeing sisters showing up with these bonnets and headscarves and their slippers. And the question that I'm having to you, my sweet babies, when did we lose pride in representing ourselves? When did we step away of, let me make sure I'm presentable when I leave my home? Let me make sure I'm representing the family I created so that if I'm out in the street, I look like I have pride in myself.
For those who don't know who that is Monique, okay? She is, she does stand-up comedy. She's a comedian, okay? A black woman at that, all right? She played in a lot of movies. Y'all know who that is. Come on now. Come on. Don't play with me, sis. Don't play with me. She played in Precious. Y'all know who that is. Don't play. So she basically gave her opinion on about black women carrying herself with more pride, more dignity. You know, just as I always say, keep it classy, right? So when she made that comment, made that post on social media, everybody has been dragging Mama Mo, okay? Or as she would like to say, Auntie. Everybody has been dragging her. I don't understand how you can drag this sweet old lady. I'm sorry. I can't. I cannot, because she just so, hello, my babies, my sweet babies, you know? She was always sweet. She was always sweet, even in charm school. So I can't see me dragging her. And I damn sure can't see me dragging her for something that she is saying that is correct. Okay, period. That's that on that. So if you were expecting me to drag her, you got to go find another podcaster, because I'm not that one, all right? This ain't that, sis. But I feel as though her message overall was correct, and I'm going to tell you why. Because back in the day, black women and black people in general, we were looked at, you know, we were spoke so highly of, regardless of the whole segregation, regardless of slavery and everything like that. We carried ourselves with a level of respect, okay? Because if we didn't, we wouldn't have gotten this far in life, okay? That's that. We carried ourselves with a level of respect, and we were looked at as like beautiful women, beautiful men, you know, I mean, handsome men, you know, kings and queens. And now it's like our value has went down. Like, I'm just saying. And this message is mainly for black people, black women, you know what I'm saying? But women of other race, if you're not black and you're listening to my podcast, do not feel as though I'm trying to, you know, push you out of this one. If you can learn something from it, hey, bitch, stay tuned. Put your seatbelt on, go on for the ride. But this is mainly to my black women. I have a lot of black women that follow this podcast. And you know, I am a black woman 24/7, okay? But back to the message at hand. We were carrying ourselves, and we were looked at as kings and queens, okay? You know, goddesses. People wanted a black woman. Like, men wanted a black woman. Like, oh my God. Like, there was nothing more beautiful than a black woman, all right? You know, people copy our bodies. People copy our style. We're trendsetters. Our lips, the way everything about us, you know what I mean? It's gorgeous. You know, a black woman is beautiful. We're beautiful. We're beautiful, okay? And if nobody has told you that, sis, I'm gonna be the first to tell you. Yes, my black queen, you are beautiful, okay? Well, and over here, black princesses, you were beautiful, okay? So we were thought of and spoke about as so highly creatures, you know what I'm saying? And now, honestly, our race has become a fucking disgrace. Yes, I said it. It has become a disgrace. We are now walking out of our house every day looking like an episode of Jerry Springer, looking like an episode of Love and Hip Hop, you know, twerking and carrying on, looking crazy. And it makes us look bad as a whole, you know, it makes us look bad as a whole. And I was watching something with Kevin Samuels the other day, and he was talking about how black women are automatically stereotyped as the angry black woman. And, you know, we're kissing our teeth and doing all this and smacking and all these things and eye rolling and neck rolling and everything. And this is what they stereotype us as. And it was one girl that came on who was behaving like that. And then another girl came on behind her, and he was like, you know, she's a representation of you. And the girl that came on, the second girl, was like, no, she's not. And he was like, yes, she is, because sad to say, but when they look at a black woman now, this is the stereotype they have of you, because y'all walk out y'all house looking like things on social media, looking like what they portray on social media. And he was not wrong. Get what I'm saying? He was not wrong at all. And this is the reason why we don't get as much respect as we should, because we don't carry ourselves with dignity. We don't carry ourselves with pride. We don't carry ourselves as a pretty, pretty princess. We don't carry ourselves as princesses. And I said that already, as queens. Okay. We really don't. We come outside with you know, with bonnets on our head, scarves on our head, fur slippers, carrying on, getting smart, you know, blankets. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, and people take it as, okay, you don't have respect for your damn self, so why would I have respect for you? Get what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to bash anybody. I'm really not. I'm just trying to tell you that one day I want you to just get dressed. Get dressed, ladies, and just do it up. Do it for the gods. Beat your face to the gods. Put on a pretty dress. Wear some nice heels. You know what I mean? Comb your fucking hair and go outside and just notice the difference of how people treat you. Notice how people treat you and notice the things that happen to you, and compare what happens to you on them days to what happens to you on the days when you walk out your house with bonnets on and them ugly ass fur slippers that y'all like to wear. Okay? Just think about it, you know? I just feel like it comes a time when we have to start to really put ourselves back up there as who we are and claim our throne. And y'all are not doing it. You know, I'm just being honest. I feel like what she said is the truth. Like, what she said is the truth. At the end of the day, I even told y'all before, like, if you want to meet a man and this and that, you need to go outside every day like it's your best day. Every day like it's your Sunday's best. It's your birthday. It's Easter motherfucking Sunday. You got to come out swinging, honey, because first impressions are, you know, is key, right? But it's deeper than meeting a man. It's deeper than meeting a man. It's about your self-confidence. It's about having people respect you. It's about the way you get treated. That's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? And we already getting looked at and stereotyped as ghetto. So why can't we not look at that part? You know what I'm saying? Let's not look like that. And let's carry ourselves way differently when we step out of our house. You know what I'm saying? When you open your mouth, don't sound like I'm watching Love & Hip Hop. Please don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I talk to y'all, I'm going to talk like this. But trust me, when people hear me outside of this podcast, well, this kind of is work, but outside this podcast or outside of in my household with my homegirls, even though I ain't got no more, I carry myself way differently. And they're like, oh my God, like, you're a very intelligent young lady. You know, you carry so much class. You're so elegant. You know, like, I get that all of the time. And that's the goal, because I notice the difference in how people treat me. All right, let me tell you, I used to work at this armor truck company called Loomis, all right? I worked at a lot of jobs, y'all. I used to work at this armor truck company called Loomis, and when I used to get up and go to work, I did not care about how the fuck I look when I came to work, because I'm just not a morning person. So getting up just wasn't my thing. So I would just roll out of my bed looking like who done did it and why, and did not care. Like, sometimes I didn't even comb my hair. Like, literally, like, I would wake up, like, natural hair, afro puff, and just walk the fuck out the house. Like, I wasn't combing this bitch. I didn't care. I just was like, I need to get to work. You get what I'm saying? I would have my slippers on, nails not done. You get what I'm saying? Like, I would look crazy. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes I would come in with a fucking bonnet on, long lashes, looking crazy. I used to wear blonde hair, y'all. I looked like something. It was giving ghetto. It was giving ghetto. But I used to walk out my house like that. On a regular, when I went to work. And it was this lady named Miss Tawana. And I call her Mama T, because we ended up having a really good relationship. And she would say to me, comb your hair. You didn't comb your hair today? You come outside looking like this today? Why are you dressed like this? Like, put some thought into your outfit. You know what I mean? Like, she used to tell me that all the time. And she used to be on me about being more girly and being feminine. And I used to just look at her like, bitch, like, I came here to work. Like, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Like, mind your business. Like, I'm not bothering you. My hair is not bothering you. You get what I'm saying? And it wasn't until I left there and I got older that I started to, mind you, I started working when I was like 18. And I got older and I started to realize that what she was doing is she just trying to, like, show me, like, this is how people see you. And people look at you and they say, you don't give a fuck about yourself. So why should I? That's all she was trying to teach me. That's it. And I mean, I text her recently and I'm like, oh my God, like, we need to go shopping because this lady, she could dress. I mean, she stayed fly. For old lady, she stayed fly. And when I tell you, people respect this lady. Like, the when she walk in a room, like, she automatically demand attention. Like, people, oh, hey, can I pull your door, open your door for you? Can I pull your chair out? Do you need anything? You know, like, they treat her really nice. Like, they just, you know, and some people act like they scared of her. I ain't gonna lie. But she gets that, I'm a queen, I'm a queen. When she walk in the room, like, all eyes on me, okay? Big Lotto. That's what she give off when she walk in the room. Like, she's a phenomenal woman, phenomenally. And she don't have to talk loud. She don't got to cuss about. She don't got to stomp her feet. When she walks in, niggas just stand up, like, yeah, you feel me? So just watching her for so long, and then I finally picked up on what she was trying to teach me. And when I actually start applying these things to my life, I'm telling y'all, I realized the difference. And not only just my dating life, but the people I attract around me, period, and the way people treat me, period. Okay, don't ever think that I never came out the house with a bonnet on, bitch. I was a bonnet wearing bitch, okay? Pajamas too, honey. But I just noticed the difference in how I'm being treated, how people respect me, the way I present myself. You get what I'm saying? I remember I did an experiment. Remember I told you I threw out all my pants? I didn't just throw all my pants out the crack of my ass. Oh, it's a blue moon today. Let's throw the pants out. Well, it's never a blue moon, but it's a full moon today. Let's throw our pants out. Whatever. It wasn't like that. I actually went to work one day and I came to work with some sweatpants. I think it's called my boyfriend sweatpants. Some sweatpants on, a tank top. Mind you, I got a lot of tattoos. Y'all don't really see it because I do a good job at hiding it, okay? But I have a lot of tattoos. Like, my one arm got, you feel me? Tank top, my test was showing. I think I had a bonnet on, whatever. And I just came to work like that. And I wanted to see how people reacted to me. Just wanted to see that. And I noticed that it was a guy one day. And I was going to work. And he smooth closed the door on my face. Like, he just closed the door on my face, y'all. Like, he was just like, I ain't holding the door for this bitch. He probably thought I was a little boy. People used to call me Lil Bow Wow when I used to dress like that. He's like, you look like Lil Bow Wow, whatever, but anyways, it is what it is. Because I used to wear the J's and shit and snapbacks or whatever. Because I just wanted to be comfortable at work. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to work. It is what it is. But yeah, I noticed how people treated me. I'm getting doors slammed to my face. Men act like I can carry my own shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you carry them boxes. You fine. You'll be all right. Like, they wasn't opening doors. They wasn't picking up shit. They wasn't pulling out chairs. They just felt like I was one of the niggas. Like, oh, she one of the homies. She's fine. She'll figure it out. You get what I'm saying? She got it. She be good. You know, people always assumed that I was an angry black woman, that I just was snappy, that I had a fucking smart mouth. People would stay away from me because they just thought I looked so mean and I just looked ghetto. And that wasn't even, I had a lot of people that thought that I was just a hood booger bitch. Like, really just thought I was just a hood booger bitch. Like, didn't even give me a chance to get to know me. They just looked at me and was like, she crazy, she from the hood, I could tell. And being from North New Jersey did not make it any better, but I did notice that's how people were treating me. And then one day I said, you know what, I'm gonna do my makeup, I'm gonna do my hair, I'm gonna put on a dress, I'm gonna go to work, and I'm gonna see the difference. Not only did I feel good, okay, look good, smell good, feel good, or is it feel good, look good, no, smell good, it's one of them. All people from Newark, New Jersey, downtown Newark, back in the days, had the Muslims outside smelling, selling the little fragrance and shit. You be like, look good, smell good. But yeah, not only did I look good, I smelled good, I felt good, sis. I literally felt like unstoppable, Kim Possible. Like, bitch, I felt like I was this shit, and you couldn't tell me nothing. Nah, period. That's how I felt. My confidence was on 100, honey. And now with my confidence on 100, it was women like, oh my God, you're so pretty. I love your dress. I love your hair. Women was just talking to me like the real, like, elegant, feminine girls was just talking to me, being all nice to me and shit. We just like, hee, hee, hee. And they wouldn't have talked to me any other time. But this time, they were just always talking to me and stuff like that. And then, like, men opened doors. doors for me, girl. And like them boxes, because I worked at a warehouse this time. I had to pick up them damn heavy ass boxes. Let me just pick up the boxes for me. Men would do my work. It was just like, oh, so this is what happens when you carry yourself like this. Then I noticed it with dating. I noticed that when I wear sweatpants and a tank top, the men I attract will be Netflix and chill type of men. Or when I wear leggings, no makeup, will be those type of men that want me to come over and chill in their house. And they don't want to spend no money. They want to get a free fill on and all this other stuff. As for when I dress up, I'm getting men with college degrees and they in my age. I'm getting men with businesses. I'm getting, you get what I'm saying? Like, because they just feel like, oh, she respects herself. And when they talk to me, it's way different. And don't get me wrong, a nerd want to fuck just as much as a bad boy do, just as much as a thug wants to, but I attracted them nerds, and they probably did just want to fuck, but they wasn't coming off like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I came off like, I respect myself, I think highly of myself, I carry myself like this, I am a pretty, pretty princess, and you, sir, you're going to treat me like one. Yep. So I really understand what Monique was trying to say about not coming out your house looking like who done did it and why. Because people will then look at you and think, well, she doesn't give a fuck about herself. So why should I? I think I told y'all in like beginning episodes, I say my dad always told me if it walk like a duck, it's a duck. My dad always said, if you act like a hoe, I'm gonna treat you like a hoe. Same shit. If you act like you don't give a fuck about yourself, I'm gonna treat you as if you don't give a fuck about yourself. Because if you don't care, why should I? If you don't love you, why should I love on you? You don't even think you're amazing. You get what I'm trying to say? I just want women to, and women, yes, but black women right now, I want y'all to really go back to your roots, okay? Really go back to your roots. We still are, but you know, we get a little knocked off our pedestal, okay? But beautiful black women. Elegant black women, luxury black women, bougie, stush princesses. We just was the shit when we walked in the room. It was just something about us. You know what I'm saying? And we still got that. We just got to get deep in ourselves and bring it back out. But there's no way in hell you should be walking outside with no bonnet on, wearing pajamas, wearing a bathrobe, carrying a blanket around. Like, why? And that was a crazy point because in my old job, when I said I met Miss Tawana, I used to carry this blanket around. And she used to get so mad at me. And I'm like, I'm cold, bitch. What's your problem? Like, you know, because sometimes you young, old and be telling you, she be, man, you're old ass. You better get out of here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you don't know what you're talking about, man. This is a new day and age. You know what I'm saying? I still feel like that sometimes, but I listen to them when they tell me certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because some things is they've been there, done that. Some things they telling you is the reason why they telling you this. They trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you don't realize it until it's too late. You know? So I feel like I thank her. Like, kudos. Everybody give a round of applause to Mr. Wanda, man. And give a round of applause to Mama Mo, even though y'all dragging Monique right now. Like, don't drag her. She trying to, that's that old school loving, man. She just trying to put y'all onto some real shit, yo. That's it. And if and the crazy part is y'all listening to women in the world that like the city girls and I want to say Megan Thee Stallion is very classy. She may talk that trashy trash, but she's very classy. So I'm gonna say the city girls and Miss Bonnet Chronicles and Mimi and all them. You listening to all them ghetto bird bitches that's getting a check for acting like that. You know what I'm saying? They're getting a check for acting like that. Cardi B and them, they're getting a check for acting. Like, don't get that confused with femininity, and don't get that confused with class, and don't get that confused with reality, because it's not. It's not. They're just taking that role because they need a check, honey. Okay? That's it. That's it. And honestly, they are the reason that we're being looked upon the way that we're being looked upon, because they're taking these ghetto ass roles and these ghetto positions, making us look like hood boogers and putting it into your brain. And y'all think it's cute to walk outside with a hot pink lace front on. Y'all think it's cute to walk outside with rainbow hair. You think it's cute to wear certain shit that you should not be wearing. Like, they get paid because they're entertainers, but that's not what you're supposed to be wearing, sis. Like, that's not a lady, sis. Like, if you, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Don't let entertainment confuse you with reality. Don't let entertainment confuse you with what a woman is supposed to be like, what a lady is supposed to be. We are young ladies here, y'all. What a lady is supposed to carry herself like. Don't let that shit that you see the entertainers do, that masculine energy, that masculina, okay, confuse you with what a feminine woman is supposed to portray. That's not it, sis. They got niggas at their door trying to fuck them. They don't got niggas at their door trying to marry them. Learn the difference. And learn that you're not doing this for man. This is one time that I'm going to tell you. We ain't doing this for man. We doing it for ourselves. Because I'm telling you, when you look good, you feel good. And that helps with your confidence. Okay? I'm telling y'all, it's a reason why I threw out all my pants. And I'm never going back. I'm really not. And the crazy part was I didn't like dresses because my grandmother used to force us to wear dresses. So my grandmother never wore pants. And she used to force us to wear dresses so much that it just I don't want to wear no damn dress. Ruffles and shit. You know what I mean? But my grandmother was married for mad long. You know what I mean? To a good husband, put her in a nice house, left her with mad money. You get what I'm saying? She was set. And maybe she was set like that because she carried herself with class. This lady did not curse. I mean, when I tell you she did not curse at all. She did not wear pants. She was a stocking fanatic, okay? In church heavenly, daily, okay? But the thing about her was, it was like, even at the age that, what was she, like 70-something when she died? Even around that time, she still made sure her hair was laid, sis. She still made sure her hair was laid. She still had her little kitty heels pumping. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was the shit. And I'm just telling y'all that maybe these are the reason why these old school marriages lasted for so long. How about we start looking at what we're doing now and compare it to what you're doing? Looking at what we're doing now compared to what was being done back then. For real. They was more scared of the black people back then marching, you know, handing up flat, having they little flyers up, boycotting. They felt like they meant business. They see us, they don't respect us. Why is that? Because we don't carry ourselves with respect. When y'all go out here and y'all march, I see somebody twerking at the march and breaking shit. And all this. It's like, what the fuck? Like, come on now. We got to do better. So I agree with what Monique has to say. Represent yourself with pride. And I'm telling y'all, Kevin Samuels has said it, but I'm going to repeat it for y'all. Okay? A Saturday, just one Saturday, make it wear a dress Saturday. And tell me the difference in how you be treated. And tell me the difference on how you feel. It's a reason why clubs don't let women in that place that wear sneakers. It's the reason why they say no sneakers allowed in the club. Because when you got sneakers on, sweatpants on, wife beater, do-rags and shit, you don't give a fuck. Because it's not you didn't put in much for that outfit. You get what I'm saying? You don't give a fuck. You 9 times out of 10, excuse me, you had more chances of getting into a fight when you dress like that. So why the fuck did I let the person in here? They don't give a fuck about themselves. They going to cause a fight. As for the ones that come in with heels or nice shoes on and the tux on, he ain't getting into no fight. She damn sure ain't getting into no fight. Because she like, I done put in all this time, this damn lace front, these motherfucking heels I done bought from Steve Madden was not cheap, bitch. My nails is expensive, bitch. This is a bill. I'm a walking bill. Okay, on top of me being a walking trophy. I'm not about to whoop your ass. Your ass whooping could be $3.99, but once I lay hands on you, now I'm going to put a price tag on your ass because I'm touching you with all this luxuriousness that I invested so well and treated myself so well. I'm too bougie. I'm too stush. I'm too gorgeous. I'm such a pretty, pretty princess. I'm such a goddess that I can't even put my motherfucking hands on you, bitch, because you're not worth it. You're not worth messing up all this good stuff, okay? You know what I'm saying? So that's how we need to go back to. And you know who is a good person to follow and to get up on when you want to think about a gorgeous black woman and embodying a gorgeous black woman? And it's not a real person. Like, you can't see a real person. It's like a, you know, they have arts made of this person or whatever. But O'Shana, or is it O'Shane or is it O'Shun? O'Shun? O'Shane? One or the other. It's an African goddess. And she bodies that. Like, embodies femininity and just bodies what a lady is like. Y'all need to look up her story. I'm going to put her story in the description, okay? Beyonce tries to embody her a lot, okay? You know what I mean? If anybody know what I'm talking about, all my people that's into spirituality, I know it's a lot of y'all that follow this. Oshun, Oshane, I don't want to pronounce her name wrong. You know, don't want to chop it the fuck up. But she is a perfect person that you should study. That's y'all homie. I'm a waters, no welfare that supporters. Is y'all homie. More okay. Oshun, I think that's what it is. O-S-H-U-N, goddess. That's who y'all need to look up. Okay. Evidently, as elementary, you need to look up the history of her, honey. Out of state for a plate. Listen to her story. We don't have the top dollars. But imagine everybody flashing. As fashion, always, ladies, clothes, keep it classy. And I'm going to put things for you guys next. No parole. No
rubbers, going no with no undercover. Some of y'all told me, Mom, I got business. You are my God business. You are my business. And if more of us got involved with us, maybe our community would stand stronger.